Hello and welcome to the new podcast from me, Martin Wolfenden.
Yes, and possibly me as well.
Yes, we have decided to do a new podcast because the gentleman's review smells of poo. Well, doesn't it? It smells quite nice of fragrant roses. But we decided it'd be nicer to do one by ourselves. That way we don't have to go to my house and which smells of poo.
Well, we didn't really decide anything of the sort, did we? We're not saying that the gentleman's review is poo.
No, we're certainly not suggesting that. We love the gentleman's review. And you will notice that it's still continuing with me and Tom in
it. We decided to do something additional.
Yes, because additional...
Extra.
Extra is good.
And entirely more alcohol influenced.
Yes. So this is the first of the drunken podcasts that we are going to be doing. What do we call these drunken podcasts? I can't remember what we suggested.
Dipsocasts.
Dipsocasts. Are we still recording? I don't know how this works. We are still recording.
We may be.
I don't know how it works.
It's you with your wanky ass new...
Yeah.
Whatever it is, phone.
It's a wank phone. Big wanky cock phone, that is.
It's a horrible iPhone, but it's got one thing up on my beloved girlfriend's iPhone, and it doesn't have a silly cover on the screen to protect it.
Oh, no.
Which I hate.
There's no... Anybody out there... And as we say this, the lovely lady presents herself... In the form of a text message, which I won't ask you to read out because that would be dishonourable. Let's stretch that over there.
She's merely saying what a nice cat my friend has.
It's a lovely cat.
It's a very nice cat.
A lovely, lovely, lovely cat. A
lovely, lovely cat that likes to end all life that it can find at the end of its paws.
Oh, yeah. The reason I'm suggesting you don't need a screen protector is because I had an iPod Touch for 2 years. And I dropped it in the loo, and I dropped it down a sink, and I dropped it into a canal, and I dropped it onto the street, and not once did the screen get scratched, because it's made out of glass! Crystal glass!
Crystal glass.
Crystal glass. Glass crystal.
Well, you're talking to a geologist.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell me exactly how something can be both crystal and glass?
What they do is they grow a crystal perfectly flat across a bed of mollusks.
How is that glass?
It's apparently quite hot.
Where do the mollusks come in?
They fuse to the glass. Well, they fuse to the crystal to make glass.
So, molluskless crystal isn't glass?
No. Never ever drink whiskey out of a molluskless crystal glass.
Is that why your new iPhone smells fishy? After only 2 days?
Yeah, and the lady keeps borrowing it. She says that she likes the vibrate function.
Yep.
I don't know why. I don't know like the way the screen keeps going off as well. I know it's recording still, but it just looks like I'm talking to a completely inert piece of thing. It's.
But you're talking to me.
I'm talking to you. Am I talking to you? Or was I talking to that? I have all these podcasts that we've ever done. I've been actually talking to my microphone. Is that the problem? I think that's one of the problems.
Speak to other people.
Yes, I should talk to other people.
Reverse. Rejoice in the myriad duplicity
of human life.
Human life.
Yeah.
Entirely wrong word I use there. But I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I'm drinking free beer.
Well, we're drinking Tyski beer.
Tyski,
which is quite delicious. It is a Polish beer. And it was being served to us by a Polish lady. Who,
is steadily acquiring a Yorkshire accent.
Yes. Who is being chatted up by one of the two men we've been out with. Certainly not the chap who we know to be happily married. But the other one.
But they did provide us with free wine and now free beer, so...
Mm. Our evening has been slightly hijacked.
Well, we went out at 6:30. We bought ourselves one pint of beer.
Yeah.
And since then...
we've been drinking for free.
And it's 10 to 11, so hurrah
10
for
11,
us.
Yes, we're nearly at closing
hip hurrah.
Time. So the first or second Dipsocast is doing well. I think we'll put out the first Dipsocast as maybe an extra to this one. The one that we put out alongside the Gentleman's Review.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll do it as a little extra. Perhaps after this one, so you can hear how it all started.
Hmm.
You know, like Star Trek or child molestation.
Star Trek started back in the 50s.
Yeah, Star Trek back in the 50s with the spinny discs of flying saucers.
Gene Roddenberry spent at least the best part of a decade fumbling around in his trousers.
Yes, I heard that.
Trying to come up with a reasonable idea.
Yeah, Majel Barrett, as she was back then, was instrumental in the fumbling of his trousers.
Hmm. Many's the long hour they would spend over a weekend with both of their hands stuffed down his trousers, fumbling around for all they could find.
Yeah.
And, it doesn't take that much imagination to figure out where the design of a Ferengi's face came from.
No. Or the Dyson Sphere. But that was later. Well, I think we've finished our second podcast now with me banging away at the thing. So I'm going to say, we're both going to say, ta-ta. And we'll have a longer one next time, I promise.
Yes, slightly longer.
Mrs.